Hello everyone, welcome to the CMO Stories podcast, episode 8 already, and our guest today is Louise. Louise, welcome, how are you today?
Thank you, Joey. I'm really good. I'm excited about this podcast, and the sun is shining right now in Copenhagen and Denmark, so yeah, it's a really, really good day.
Yeah, I'm in Belgium, and that's, you know, exciting. People are coming from all over the world on my podcast, so that's really exciting. Actually, most of them, I think everyone was at Web Summit, so it's already an international audience. And so you are my guest number 8. People are already downloading the podcast as we speak. I see that your full name is Del Rosario Jensen. So Louise Del Rosario Jensen. It's a long name. So are you originally from Denmark?
Yeah, so this is always a fun story to tell. So my mom is from the Philippines. And so the Philippines had these Spanish colonies back in the days. So that's why we have a Spanish last name. And then my dad is from Denmark. So it's a pretty weird combination, but people seem to remember it. So I guess that's very beneficial for me.
Yeah, it is. Like, look, my name, Yuri, it's okay, difficult to pronounce for people that speak English or don't speak like Flemish or Dutch, like I am. And actually, it's a Russian name, but I'm from Belgium, so... So tell us a bit about yourself and your professional activities, Louise, so that people know who you are.
So my name is Louise, and I'm working as a marketing manager in Digital Hub Denmark. And our goal is to connect international tech talent, startups, companies, and investors and delegations with these outstanding opportunities in Denmark. And we do this by, of course, making a lot of noise about the Danish tech scene and the digital solutions to the rest of the world. So as a marketing manager, my job is to make sure that all the good stories about Denmark are communicated both in the right places and to the right people, of course, in order to attract the most skilled tech talents and the most ambitious entrepreneurs and the most relevant investors to Denmark. So yeah, of course, we are trying to really find like the good stories about Denmark and make sure to brand it to the rest of the world. Yeah, and also if I have to share something a little bit more personal about myself, I'm currently living in Copenhagen, which is the capital city of Denmark, if somebody in the audience don't know that. I'm living here right now, or at least for the next couple of weeks, but soon I will actually go on a big travel with my boyfriend, which has been a really big dream for the both of us for a long time. But luckily I happen to have a very flexible employer, which means that I can actually take some time or take a part of my job with me on the go, which is something that I'm really grateful for, of course. So this also means that in a few weeks, I will explore the life of a digital nomad and try to figure out what that is. And and I actually also think that this will really benefit my role right now as a marketing manager to, you know, get a taste of many different cultures and different working environments. And then I also want to say that I think that this is a trend that I think is really, really interesting right now. Obviously, because of Corona, we happen to be living in this time where working from home has become the new normal for many, many people and many workplaces. And I also see this big trend now in remote work. And I really think that this will change the way we work and shape the future of the jobs, I think. That was a long...
No, it's really exciting because digital nomad, that's actually what you're saying, because of the crisis that we're living, people work from home or do telework, but it also opens opportunities like you can, to do the step to become a digital nomad because you were already working from home, I guess, or a lot of time. So exactly. If you do it from home or from another place in the world, it doesn't really matter. Same thing actually happened to me. So I had a company in the past with people working for me. I had a team with 13 people, but it was more around business analytics. And then I pivoted to marketing. And then I worked as a coach, as a CMO, a long time on my own. But then I started before COVID again to hire people. And then, due to circumstances, you know, people left because of other opportunities. But for me, it was like, okay, those people are working for me, but just living not so far from me here in Belgium. And then I decided to really start to build my virtual team. So with people around the world can be rather close to me, like the UK, which is the other side of the sea, but still it's not in Belgium, but also people, far away. And that's really also from the Philippines, for instance, or from like Ukraine, or like Poland, or like, even in the United States. So that's really exciting that it gives the possibilities. And now it's normal to people that, you know, they're not working side by side. And also in marketing, it's not a job that, you know, you need to have people all the time next to you. It's different. So yeah, excited for you. What is your first destination that you will go to? Do I have a kind of plan or not?
We don't have a plan, but we have a flight ticket to Mexico.
Oh,
to Mexico City. So we will see where it takes us. Of course, our plan is, of course, to have an internet connection. So that is something that we need. So we can't go really remote places, or at least not for the days that we're working. So the plan is not to have a plan, but just to see wherever life takes us.
And actually, then you need a good internet connection. That's something that,
exactly,
of course, that you need to be able to work.
Exactly.
Are there other challenges that you expect to have because you don't have a plan? Because internet connection, of course, you need to have. I don't know, perhaps with the time zones, or is that no issue?
So it is not the best time zone that I'm flying into, actually, because Mexico is 7 hours behind Denmark. So, but I have a really amazing team and colleagues that are willing to be flexible. So we have our weekly communications meeting now in the afternoon in Danish time, which means I have to get up at 7 in the morning and go to that meeting, which is actually my own proposal. They were actually also, they were saying that they could take the meeting like later in the afternoon, so I didn't have to wake up that early. But I think it's a good way for me to know that every Tuesday I will wake up early and get my work done. And
it's a matter of living, of the way that you organize your day. And I think you will have the energy because you change places. And if you like that, then you get all the energy of being at a new place. Not everyone likes changes. I also like changes. It depends what is your personality. Where do you get, energy from? And it's different from person to person.
Exactly. But I think also like another challenge, of course, is that I'm not going to be here physically. And even though that a lot of my tasks, of course, can be done digitally and without me or any requirements for me to be here, the whole social aspect is, of course, a very big element that I'm going to miss out. But of course, I have talked a lot with my workplace about it. And we're going to try out a lot of different things to keep so for me to still be included in all the social stuff, which I think is really great. And I also think that this is, as I said before, a really interesting trend that goes across the whole world and across companies. And I think that employers have to really rethink this way of working together. Not that everybody should be able to work remotely, but you have to think in this flexibility model to keep the talent, basically, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think for me, it's also because you will be happy because you can do that, and you will be happy to stay at the company too. So it goes both ways. Eh? Also,
exactly.
I thought that if I'm not mistaken, it's not a full-time job or mission, I would call it, anymore. It's part-time that you are doing that, your role, or you will?
Yeah, so right now I obviously have a full-time job, and in the last 1.5 years that I've been working in Digital Hub Denmark. But when I start this digital nomad life, I'm going down in time. So I will also only be working with the team for 15 hours a week, which I think is really great that they are both like meeting my not demands, but you know, like my dream of trying to travel while working also. And then of course the plan is that I'm going to return to this company again when I came home.
Yeah. So for me, actually, I am also having the role as fractional CMO of social media strategies, but for more companies. So it's enriching. It's everyone wins with this approach because, you know, if you're always at the same place, you always talk to the same people, always have the same. So it's less enriching than if when you travel or when you meet other people. So exciting.
Exactly. So yeah, very exciting.
Are you, and because I will also ask a question about social media, of course, because that's my thing, help companies with their social media. But for yourself, perhaps for your travel or for your business, will you be using social media, or are you using social media for private life or for adventures or for business?
Yeah, well, I'm in the very lucky position that I do not only love to work with social media, I also really enjoy using it in my free time. But professionally, we are currently working on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and not at least also Reddit. And all of these platforms, I think, can offer many different things. So of course, this also means that they have very different target groups and different purposes. And that's also how we use it. So we work with these platforms on a very strategic level, where we make sure, of course, to nurture our community with all of the organic postings that we're getting out there. But we also spend a lot of efforts on paid ads along the way. So we're using it very, very actively in Digital Hub Denmark, and it's actually our primary marketing platform, I would say. And I'm also using it privately. I love spending time also on LinkedIn, like in my free time. And a lot of my friends don't understand it, but I think like I really enjoy reading a lot of these different like professional stories out there. And and then of course I'm also using Instagram, where obviously I'm gonna be posting a lot of pictures from my travels, and then I have a plan actually also to try to test out TikTok, for making like travel TikToks, and that's also something that I think is really interesting. And I know that a lot of people think that TikTok is very much focused on a younger crowd, but I on my my personal opinion is that it's very much a place that brands should be looking towards, because it's so new, and you can see that more and more people from different ages are starting to use TikTok, because it is a place where you can get like different life hacks. It is actually like Reddit. You can find a community for everything, basically. We're not currently using it here in Digital Hub Denmark, but I think that it could be very interesting to test it out. And I think that's also just like my own approach in terms of social media, is to test things out, because you don't know before you have tried it.
Indeed, that's right. Because TikTok actually, the last sets I read about the platform was that actually, yeah, the age group, it's really I think above 30 is really growing.
Yeah, exactly.
So people don't realize that. And then also the thing on TikTok, the organic reach can be really big, like it can also be on LinkedIn, that you reach people that are not, you know, your followers. That's a thing. And yeah, it will be like a challenge also to make content for your target audience, but, you know, in a TikTok format.
Exactly. But that's also one of the things that I really enjoy about this job. We have like a lot of different target groups. And the one that I'm working the most with is our talents. And the talents are, not necessarily this old, only professional crowd, but it can also, they can also be found on Reddit, for instance, or on TikTok. So that's what we are trying to do here in Digital Hub Denmark. We're thinking about or trying to figure out where is our target group placed and where are they spending their time. And I think actually that TikTok could be a good potential platform in the future.
I think yes, because people will, you know, people like new things. Like you see that the reach on Facebook, for instance, for organic posts is way less. I think at least for myself and for other creators, I see this. So I myself, I'm most active at the moment on LinkedIn and on Instagram. I will return to Clubhouse again.
That
really worked for me at some time, but it's also time consuming. And now with the book that I have written, I will talk about my book on Clubhouse. But something that you mentioned fascinates me that you're talking about Reddit, because in Europe, and don't talk about the United States, but in Europe, I don't think, or I have the feeling not so many people use or know Reddit. Can you tell us a bit about how you are using Reddit?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it's also every time that I mention that we're using Reddit, people are very, very surprised and need me to explain why we're using it and how we're using it, because it is not a traditional platform at all. It's very untraditional, actually. But it is a very interesting place for us to be working on, because first of all, it's a platform where you have billions of visits per month. And there are more than 400 million of active users, which is much more than, for instance, on LinkedIn. So that's, first of all, very exciting. But as I also said before, we're primarily using it for our tech talent target group. And that was because we had to find out how to reach this group. So this group is people who are very techy. It can be a developer, it can be someone like an engineer, or it can be someone who's working with web design. And because Reddit is built up upon these subreddits, it's called, which is basically a lot of different groups within the platform, you can really target these kind of people in there. Because what we did was that we found all of these like techie subreddits. So we found one for developers, one for engineers, one for DevOps, one for designers, one for UX, everything. And then we could really like make targeted content for each of the subreddits. And that was something that really worked out well for us. It was something that we tested out firstly, because we were launching a campaign and we wanted to do something else. And now it's been a really, really great success. And Reddit has actually, right now we're making a case with Reddit because our numbers were so good that they wanted to like do a case with Digital Hub Denmark, which I think is a thumbs up for this test. I don't want to make it sound like easy for people to use it, because it is a very, very different audience when you compare it with all other platforms out there. Because I would say, like, the first thing that you need to know is that it's there's no filter. So people are brutally honest in there, okay. And they don't like commercial stuff. They don't like brands. So if they can tell that you're just trying to sell something, they will not let your content get out there. And I think I could be talking about Reddit for a long time. I'm also actually writing some blog post about it, but I'll maybe share it with you afterwards. But because Reddit is built also upon these upvoting and downvoting features, mm-hmm. it means that the audience have an active role in deciding where your content should be placed. So that is something I think is really exciting, but you have to really know your audience and really target the audience, not with like generic content. You have to make it clear that this is only for you. And of course, it's also important that you're not only using it as a paid channel, but you're also creating a lot of organic content. But that is something that goes for all social media platforms, of course.
It is, yes. And of course, like you say, it takes effort, but every social media where you want to succeed, you need to put the effort to succeed. If not, it won't work. But it's interesting that you mentioned it. It's again a reminder for myself to have a look at it. Of course, I think that there are so many social media, you need also to make a selection where to put your effort. And of course, if you have a team, then you can, and you have a business, then you can manage that. But if you're on your own, then it's, you really need to focus, I think, on a few. Mm-hmm. So thank you very much. It was a pleasure to have you on my podcast, and you're talking about your blog. And how can people connect with you to read your blog or to follow your stories or anything that you share? What would be the best
place? I would say the best place to reach me is on LinkedIn for this kind of content. But of course, if people out there want some travel inspiration or something like that, then you're more than welcome to find me on Instagram. And maybe someday I'll also be doing some content on TikTok, but we'll see.
Awesome. I'm looking forward to that. Actually, we are connected. Also, something that I wanted to mention before I close this podcast episode is that I am working on this podcast. Yeah, it is a podcast. It's people from the podcast that will be in the community. I'm working on a CMO community with marketing people from all over the world. And also, of course, people that have been on the podcast, but also people listening to the podcast. The current name that I have is the CMO 100 Club. I'm working on that. It will be launched soon. So for people that like to be on the podcast or like to have more news about this community, you can send me an email. My email address is yuri@efficado.com, but you can also find me, like Louisa, on social media, on LinkedIn, almost everywhere. So send me a message. And if nothing else, thank you, Louisa, that I could have you on my podcast.
And thank you for having me.
It was a pleasure. And everyone, see you in your next episode. Bye-bye.